Hey, yo, welcome back to another episode of Melted Chocolate. This is episode 5. I'm your
Season 2,
episode 5. I'm your host, Cody. My colleague to my right, Aaron Pollard. And we got boy out the doghouse, Charles Labosco over here. How y'all doing, boys?
I'm feeling fine.
My intro's been taking over.
Man, you put in the work. You get the...
I'll let you have it because my head hurts today.
Nah. See, I put in way too much work for this.
Man, get out of my house.
Let the man have his.
I'll let you have this one.
Nah, I'm gonna take it.
Nope.
You let that boy take it. He gonna run with it.
Boy.
All right.
That man take it and run with
Pause.
It.
Pause. Oh. That man. Anyways, Cody already said welcome in, so I don't have to do that. At the time of this recording.
Well, shit is crazy.
The NBA has postponed.
Suspended
the season because of the COVID-19 coronavirus. So, quick message before the show actually starts. Stay sanitary.
Wash some hands early.
Do what you normally would. Wash your hands and wipe your ass. It's crime time.
Also, F you, Rudy Gobert.
Why would you say FU?
This is not Rudy's fault.
It's not Rudy's fault?
He shouldn't have let him get himself caught.
Bro, they canceled March Madness too, bro.
No, they didn't cancel
it. Well, not basically. They didn't cancel, but nobody's going to show up.
No fans.
They basically canceled it.
The fans is a fucking madness.
Exactly. Everyone feed off that energy.
Good thing we have our own March Madness.
Oh.
See, oh, really?
I set it up. He set it up. I said, ah.
I threw the loud to you.
Yeah, I had to finish it. But
y'all hear my voice crack real quick?
I'm going to have to write you a voice crack ticket.
Like holding that mic like, damn, Walter Cronkite.
Hey, I'm here, dog. I can't move it at all. I'm still going to hear it. Anyways, before we start our scheduled program for the next couple of weeks, would you rather have everything you've ever lost or had stolen returned to you, or have everything you've ever broken be fixed?
Say it one more time.
Oh my god, bro. This is why you were...
No, I might do the stolen because back in the days, somebody came to steal my bike from the crib. Broke into the back porch. Stole my shit.
Do you want the question again?
Yes, sir.
Would you rather have everything you've ever lost or stolen be returned to you, or would you rather have everything you've ever broken be fixed?
Probably broken to be fixed.
And why is that your answer there, bud?
A lot of my stuff wasn't stolen.
Chuck said, ain't nobody stole from me.
They know better.
Ain't no exactly. Better. It's stolen or lost.
Same.
Oh, you said you don't. What was your answer?
I'd rather have my shit that was stolen taken, given back to me.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather have everything I ever broken.
I don't know. I feel like it's a rite of passage if you get your shit stolen at a young age.
Really?
Yeah, because it's going to happen to somebody. It's going to happen to you eventually.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have the stuff that that I broke be returned to me, because that'd be a lot of stuff. My PSP from back in the day.
Well, you don't take good care of your shit anyways. You are
excuse me.
Yeah. I feel like it's like the youngest sibling trait where y'all like
excuse me.
Just lackadaisical with everything.
Not lackadaisical, but like I don't want to say it's like handed to you, but it's like I'm the youngest and they just gonna give me another one anyways because I'm
what? I've never been like that.
I can't relate, wow. But I can see what you're coming about.
Wow.
Just an observation. Mm-hmm.
See me after the show? Anywho, welcome in. Another day, another episode. And today we're doing something different. It is late. I have a headache. So I'm sorry. I'm not as enthusiastic as I normally am.
That means me and Webb are going to carry.
Y'all might. But we are doing... the first round of our March Madness tournament. 64 TV shows from our childhood. 4 different brackets. We have Nickelodeon, Disney, Cartoon Network, and then everything else.
Can you explain the everything else everything a little else. Bit?
Everything else is like 4Kids TV, Toonami.
Oh, PBS Kids?
WB.
Okay, gotcha.
And then there's like, no, Disney no, XP? No PBS. Huh? No Disney XP either.
Oh.
But,
no PBS?
No. I did not.
Yeah, we don't want to vote on Caillou.
I do not want to vote on Caillou. But anyways, and like there's some shows from Cartoon Network, Disney, and Nickelodeon that didn't fit. So I had to put them in the other bracket as well. That's why it's just a miscellaneous bracket.
Bro, I grew up on PBS Kids.
PBS Kids. I had cable back in the day.
Oh, so it was like channel 2, 3, whatever.
Yeah, it was like 6.
I want to say 4.
Yeah, 6 or 4.
Good. 6 sounds good, so we'll stick with that. So this is how it's going to go. I'm going to announce the first two teams, and then I will let one of y'all vote first, and then the other one vote and explain. You can explain why you voted, and hopefully we get some nice debates. And if y'all both vote the same thing, clearly that show moves on, and then if y'all vote the same, different, I'll be the deciding vote.
So is this between me, Chuck, and Dave? Or
this is between the three of us, because Dave's not up.
You called him?
Yeah, he's not up.
Okay.
You want to try again?
Yeah, I'll try again.
All right, we're going to try Dave real quick.
So if, like, me and Cody are like different in answers, do we have to like pitch which one is better, I guess, to you?
I mean, if you want, if you're passionate about a certain show, please let me know. I'm going to have my own opinion regardless, so I'm not taking sides.
All right.
Yeah.
Aaron Paul will now go as an unbiased
official.
Yep.
But he knows how it ends, though.
They didn't pay me.
Let's see what we got.
Really not in service.
El número de teléfono que usted ha marcado temporalmente no.
One moment.
Well, in other news, Cali tickets are $90.
Sheesh.
Pretty cool.
Round trip?
I'm going to guess
one
so.
One way, probably. $90 one way, still not bad.
No, not to Cali, no.
Honestly, like, traveling anywhere right now would be amazing. Just because everything's so cheap.
Vegas, cheap.
Yeah.
Even going out of the States, I think, is pretty cheap right now, too.
Now, if Dave answers, then it's between y'all three, and I'm just a moderator.
Let's see. Hey, Chuck, cut that out.
Unnecessary noises.
Nah, he ain't picking up.
He's sound asleep. He's got a big test tomorrow.
Good luck on your test, bud.
And when you hear this, you would have passed. So,
of course.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
All right, let's get it to it, boys. Let's see. Cody's got home court advantage, so which bracket do you want to go through first?
Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network, it is. All right, first matchup is going to be Billy and Mandy versus Kids Next Door.
Kids Next Door. Easy. Easily.
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 I wouldn't say easily, but I would definitely take
Kids
Next Door over it. Billy and Mandy.
I think Billy and Mandy definitely is slept on. If it was in a different matchup first round, it would pass for me.
Oh, okay. I'm going Kids Next Door too, so that's a clean sweep.
That's a
clean sweep.
The creativity is wild.
Honorable mention though to Billy and Mandy, at least for me.
No, that doesn't count in this. There are no honorable mentions. You're out. You're out.
I'm just saying.
All right, matchup number two is Camp Lazlo.
Oh.
Versus Star Wars: The Clone Wars.
I'm gonna go with Camp Lazlo because I never watched the Star Wars Clone Wars series at all.
Chuck,
that was on Cartoon Network?
This is a tough one.
Really?
Yeah.
So I don't know what
it came on at like 4 o'clock.
On Cartoon Network?
Yes.
Not Disney?
Star Wars, the Clone. This is before Disney bought them. Way before.
Huh.
Yeah, this is way before. They had like an animated series on Cartoon Network.
But now it's on Disney.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know whether to answer this as a kid growing up or just a me now thinking, like, which one's a better show?
I'm not going to tell you what to do.
I'm going to say...
Bro, Camp Lazlo is funny as fuck.
I would definitely just say Camp Lazlo because I don't want to be... Good show.
Oh, we good. We good.
Very good show.
It's all right. Just saying. That's another sweep because I was going Camp Lazlo as well. All right. Next matchup. Are we good, Cody?
Yeah, we're good.
Courage the Cowardly Dog versus... Scooby-Doo. This one's hard for me.
Oh.
This one's really hard for me.
This one is an easy.
It's easy?
Yes.
How?
Am I going first? I thought you.
You speak your mind.
All right, well.
Yeah, explain.
Courage the Cowardly Dog was an all right show. At least
all right?
I mean, I liked it growing up. I'd watch it. Everyone used to say they used to be afraid of it.
I definitely was.
Never.
I was afraid of, what was it? Was he a barber?
Oh, the he's cat? Like the uncle or something.
I don't know if it's the cat. Damn.
The red he's cat?
I know the red cat, but.
Oh,
that, oh, oh, that guy. Nah. Yeah, nah, no, nah, bro.
Every note.
No, bro.
Uh-uh.
I don't know. He was all right, but I'd definitely say, oh, I already forgot the matchup.
It's Courage versus Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo, classic. You okay. cannot beat Scooby-Doo.
Cody.
That's a tough one. That we're going for the better show? I don't know. I was always scared shitless of Courage, so I'm going to go with Scooby-Doo.
Ooh,
I was scared of the pig. Bro, the pig and his wife, when they like they capture what's his name? They're in the
I dog. Know what you're talking about. Yeah. Bro. That show you... I'd have to watch it with the lights on.
Bro, yes. I always used to tell my mom on Friday nights, I'm like, yo, mom, I'm standing up. You know, I'm watching the Cartoon Network, going into Looney Tunes. I'd be out by 11 o'clock. But
you mean Toonami?
No, it was when...
You said Looney Tunes.
Not Looney Tunes, but like... it was Looney Tunes, but Bugs Bunny and them came on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
Yeah, but they came on like after...
After Cartoon Network, it's Toonami.
So what was I watching?
Adult Swim?
No.
What no, it was after all the cartoons on Cartoon Network went off.
I'm capping. Toonami was only on weekends.
Yeah, Toonami was on weekends. It was
okay,
like,
so
it'd
be Friday.
Yeah.
So it'd be the next day.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be out.
So you're Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
You're Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Doesn't matter for me. I was going to go Courage, but...
You're tripping.
I'm sorry.
I'm tripping.
I'm sorry. I was going to go Courage, Cowardly Dog. Next one is the Powerpuff Girls versus Cow and Chicken.
Powerpuff Girls, off rip.
I like Cow and Chicken, but I'll go with Powerpuff Girls.
That's it. I was going to go same thing anyway, so Powerpuff Girls advances easy. It's some easy matchup so far. Next matchup is Johnny Bravo versus versus My Gym Partner is a Monkey.
Oh, Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
Off rip.
Yeah, Johnny Bravo. It,
you throwing up daisy cakes, dog.
Hey, this is randomized, bro.
Is Two Stupid Dogs on there?
No.
Oh, you guys the next don't know one, about that one.
Chuck, stay right there when you talk.
The next one is... Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Classic.
Yeah, versus Samurai Jack.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say Samurai Jack.
Oh, Chuck, I hate you.
I'm going to go with the...
You care about a friendship?
What was the choice?
Foster's Home or Samurai Jack?
I'm going to go with Foster's Home just because with Samurai Jack, I didn't understand the story. I just liked the dude, how he was, like, killing everybody. And he every time he faced,
What was his name?
Jakku?
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that. But I never really could follow the story, but I could follow Foster's.
Well, I guess it's up to me. It's Foster's Home, and it's not even close. It's not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close. Foster's Home is the best show ever. I said it.
I don't know about all that, but you close.
I don't know about that.
All right. I guess I'm in the boat all by my own. That's fine. Next one. Ben 10 versus Dexter's Lab.
Hey, Ben 10 was trash to me. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
That shit was trash. I'm sorry.
What? Whoa.
That was such a... It's like a broken down Pokemon, bro.
He said, it's not Pokemon at all, though.
But still, like the whole monster, you change into a monster. I didn't like it. Never
Even when
it.
He unlocked the ultimate Omnim... What is it?
The Omnitrix? No.
The Ultimatrix.
The Ultimatrix?
Nah, I'm good. I'm going Dexter.
Wow.
D, get out of my laboratory.
This is a classic. Damn, over Ben 10? Go ahead, Chuck.
Thanks. That's a tough matchup, though. I think I would have to just say Dexter, just because it's more of a childhood thing than me.
Okay. I was going to go Dexter, too, so
come on.
Ben 10 is great.
No, it is great.
Ben 10's trash.
Okay, get out of here. And the last matchup for the Cartoon Network bracket is Chowder versus Ed, and Eddie.
Oh, come on.
Bro, Ed and Eddie wins this by a mile.
It's definitely Ed, Ed and Eddie.
That's not even close.
Why you put Chowder in
I'm
that?
Sorry, Chowder. It's Ed and Eddie. That's a strong one. That's a strong one. That rounds out the Cartoon Network bracket. So moving on is Kids Next Door, Camp Lazlo, Scooby-Doo, Powerpuff Girls, Johnny Bravo, Foster's Home, Dexter's Lab, and Ed, and Eddie.
Nice.
All right. What's next?
Are we doing the different channel brackets and then making like one big one, or are we staying in the Cartoon Network thing?
No, it's going to be all the way down and then the final four from each bracket.
Oh, okay.
Think of it like March Madness bracket, like four different big brackets.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Converge.
And then the next round is going to be the next episode.
Gotcha.
All right, Chuck, we did the Cartoon Network bracket. There's three more.
I'll take Disney Channel for 500.
All right. I'm going to give you nothing, but all right. Let's do it. This is not my wheelhouse. I was not a Disney Channel type of kid. Just putting that
all them shows were damn near the same, so it's
pretty much.
So
there were some gems on there, though.
There were some good ones.
The first one is Wizards of Waverly Place versus Phil of the Future.
Oh, Phil.
Yeah, Phil of the Future.
Phil, yep.
I never really
was. Classic.
It's Phil, for sure.
Classic.
Next one is The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody versus House of Mouse.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yeah, Sweet Life, bro.
What is House of Mouse?
You never seen the House of Mouse?
You never seen House of Mouse?
No.
That would come on like on a Saturday.
Yep. That was my vote, House of Mouse.
I think that came on XD later. I think.
House of Mouse was fire. I didn't like... People gonna be mad. I didn't like Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
It was all right.
I didn't like it. The next matchup is Kim Possible versus Boy Meets World.
Kim Possible. Kim Possible by landslide.
By landslide, Chuck says.
Yeah. Kim Possible. But Boy Meets World was like, I want to say like the white version of Fresh Prince.
Oh, okay. I can see where you're coming from. I was going Kim Possible too, so.
Yeah.
The next one is Even Stevens.
Ooh.
Classic.
Versus Jim. The Proud Family.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is a tough one. I'm going to go with The Proud Family. Just because my dog 15 Cent. He said, what's up, ponytail?
Go ahead, Chuck. Go ahead.
15 Cent.
Proud Family or Even Stevens.
Damn, man.
Wizard Kelly.
Even Stevens are Proud Family. You got Shia LaBeouf and his crazy antics as like a jit, or the Proud Family and that amazing peanut movie.
How do?
That was the first time I met Dave.
Bruh. Oh, man.
Old peanut head ass.
Well, what's the choice, Chuck?
I'm going to go with the Proud Family.
Proud Family. It is. I was going with Proud Family too, so... But my vote doesn't matter. Next up, Lizzie McGuire versus Teacher's Pet.
Teacher's Pet?
Yeah.
McGuire.
I don't remember watching Teacher's Pet, but
I don't remember that show either.
I remember it vaguely.
I'm gonna go with Lizzie just
because. But not enough to sway my vote. Lizzie McGuire is.
Yeah, Lizzie.
Lizzie.
That little mini Lizzie that I was talking to.
Yeah, and the Lizzie McGuire movie.
She has like kids. All right,
next one is Lilo and Stitch, the show, obviously, versus Recess.
Recess.
Lilo and Stitch.
But Recess. What? It's not even close. Recess.
Lilo and Stitch.
What? Recess, Chuck?
I never.
Bro, Recess was like the Disney version of Kids Next Door.
And they bust out the door with the dodgeball? Bust out the door.
Come on now.
I don't want to hear none of that. Experiment 626.
I never said that was my vote, though.
Is way up superb. Ooh.
But it is.
Cap.
Stop, Chuck. Stop it right now, bro. Lilo and Stitch over Recess? You're asleep.
Well, you're bugging.
I was never into Recess.
So I guess you're too young.
Buns.
Next one, anyways. Sunny with a Chance versus Phineas and Ferb.
Sunny with a Chance. That's Phineas a little girl. Oh, no, Lovato. That was Charlie. Sunny with a Chance.
Yeah. Demi Lovato show. Mm,
yeah, I'm going to go with the other one. I've never seen Sunny with a
Phineas
Chance.
Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry, Sunny
what
with
are we
going to
do today?
The same thing we do every day. That's the wrong show. Phineas and Ferb advances. The last matchup is Hannah Montana versus That's So Raven.
That's So Raven.
That's So Raven. Way better.
I like the quickness. That was my. I hated Hannah Montana. Absolutely hated.
First she's Miley, then she's Hannah.
I used to have the biggest crush on her too.
Both trash.
I had a crush on Lily.
Oh, like either of them.
Emily Osment.
Yeah,
she's fine.
That's when I was into white girls, but
said not no more. All right, back to you, Cody. There's two brackets left, so you got Nickelodeon or the miscellaneous, the extras.
I'll go with the miscellaneous.
All right, here we go. This is my favorite one.
Oh, I think this is where all the juicy ones are at. Honestly,
the first matchup is Digimon.
Oof.
Versus Naruto.
Naruto. Easy.
Didn't that come on Cartoon Network?
I said.
Oh, got you. Yeah, Naruto.
Naruto, yeah.
Digimon
was
a poor
man.
It was all right.
Digimon it was a poor great. Man's Pokemon.
But Naruto.
Right. I'm pretty sure Digimon was first, though. Was it?
Yes.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah. But it didn't have that much hype.
Pokemon was like, yeah, this is how you do it.
Digimon was great, but Naruto, that changed the game forever for me.
I'm not going to lie to you. I never watched much of it, but...
You still need to continue, so...
Yeah.
Start at episode one of
Don't worry, Cody, I haven't finished it either.
That and My Hero.
Man. They just need to get these shows...
Is My Hero part of them? No. No? Okay.
They're still releasing
My Hero episodes. Wasn't around when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
The next one is Animaniacs versus Sailor Moon.
Animaniacs. Sailor Moon was good, though.
Animaniacs. I've never watched Sailor Moon. Hey,
I get mad hype when the Sailor Moon people, they start changing into their little outfits. I'd be like, oh, shit.
There it goes. Jesus, stupid. I was going to choose Animaniacs, too.
Yeah, that's a classic.
So
I never knew that was their name.
The next one, if Dave was here, this might be a difficult one for him, but it might not as well. It's Sonic X versus Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
I've never seen any of them, so...
What?
I'll toss it up to
No, you're gonna be you're gonna follow the trend or you're gonna have some controversy.
Yeah, I want some controversy.
So I'll go.
What are you implying there?
What were you gonna pick?
I didn't watch any of them, so
I watched both. For the sake of controversy, I go Sonic X.
Okay.
So my question is, you've never seen Yu-Gi-Oh!
No, bro. I just saw the kid at school with the cards.
It should have been me, not him.
No, bro. I saw that.
My jaws dropped.
They brought in that little deck thing. It had the little sleeves for each card. I said, "Oh, yo, this shit's cool. Where you get those?"
Walmart, bro.
Pulled that dark hole, killed everybody.
So, what's the vote?
I'm upset.
I'll go Yu-Gi-Oh then.
Yu-Gi-Oh advances.
Pure pressure.
Pure pressure. All right.
A Jim Bishop special.
Yeah, the next one is 16
versus
Johnny Test. Bling, bling, boy. Like, oh, my God.
Bro, I'm going with Johnny Test because I haven't seen 16 either.
16 was a good show.
I'm telling y'all, I grew up on PBS Kids.
Yeah.
Is it half these shows? I don't know.
If you put me between Zoom and In Between the Lines, I'm picking Zoom.
Okay. Too bad it's not in there.
So forgive me if I don't recognize any of these names.
So what did you vote?
It was 16 and what was the other one?
Johnny Test.
Johnny Test.
Johnny.
And you vote Johnny Test too?
Yeah.
You
can't say no to Bling Bling Boy.
I hated Johnny Test, but I'll vote Johnny Test as well. Next one is One Piece versus Avatar.
I'll say Avatar.
Avatar.
Oh!
One Piece, I never watched that garbage show.
Oh! One Piece is my favorite anime.
That's the one with Luffy, right?
Yeah, y'all crushed my heart.
And that man, like, with the stretchy ass arms.
Gum, gum, rocket!
No, I'll pick Avatar. I wasn't too deep into that either, but
yeah, neither was I.
Is Cat Scratch on there?
Nope.
Damn.
All right, next up, Mucha Lucha.
Oh man!
Versus Batman the Animated Series.
Oh.
A good
Mucha
show.
Lucha. That's the one with the flea.
The flea. Snoopy.
Yeah, Mucha Lucha for sure. Once again, I wasn't into these. I'm telling y'all, I grew up on PBS and was outside. That was it.
Like a kid should be.
Yes.
Which Batman is this again?
The animated series.
Bro, there's like five of those.
Yeah,
it's the one that led into Batman and Superman, the animated series. It's not like Justice League.
Okay,
it's not Batman Beyond, is it?
No.
Okay.
Batman Beyond was the one where he had the slick, like, Batman suit.
Batman Beyond is when Batman was old and a different guy.
Okay,
Batman.
Definitely not. Then I'll definitely go with, what was the other one again?
Mucha Lucha.
Mucha Lucha.
Fuck. Just because of Flea. And did y'all play that game on Nickelodeon.com? Yes. Yeah.
But Batman the Animated, I can't talk.
Caliente.
Batman was fire. I'm sorry, Batman, but
you better have Teen Titans on here.
Next one is Dragon Ball Z versus Teen Titans.
Oh. Dragon Ball Z.
Oh,
and it's not even close.
Rough.
It's not even close.
What?
Cody was on Dragon Ball Z heavy in his wee days.
Yes. It's not even close.
But you got Beast Boy?
Nah, you got
no,
you got Cyborg.
No, my vote is Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Booyah.
I don't care.
Booyah ass nigga.
My vote's
I'm definitely going Teen Titans.
Oh my gosh. Dragon Ball Z. No way. Since you brought that up, I was gonna go Teen Titans, but you brought up freaking Cyborg.
That's your man's.
No, Teen Titans, I would say, is definitely the winner. Since
how?
You just swerved his answer.
Huh?
Never mind.
You used tactics to sway my answer.
Yeah, Cyborg.
But you should have known that was coming up.
I completely forgot about Cyborg.
That's your man's.
My next thought was going to ego. Like Clayman.
No. You got to go back to your man's.
But, all right, the final matchup in this bracket is Power Rangers versus Pokemon.
Pokemon.
This is each show in their entirety.
Yeah. Megamorph Power Rangers don't stand a chance to my Pikachu. That's what I got to say about it.
All right. Two votes for Pokemon. Mine doesn't matter. It was Pokemon anyways, so.
Technically it does.
No, if it's two, if y'all two vote the same thing, then it doesn't matter what I say.
It's unanimous.
Exactly.
And the last bracket is Nickelodeon.
SpongeBob's gonna win this.
Sands down.
You think so?
Not so fast, bud.
Easily. Not so fast. First one is Rugrats versus.
Yeah, see, he already came out with a banger.
Danny Phantom.
He's a phantom.
I'm gonna start the Chuck vote first because Cody's too quick with these.
It's Rugrats.
Oh, well, there it is. Fuck what I said.
It's Danny Phantom.
Ooh.
Bro, didn't y'all used to hate like when they had new shows come out and like
the same?
They played the same episode for like 3 weeks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying.
That shit was crazy.
I didn't like that they looked the same. I mean, it's the same guy doing the same shows, but.
Like the same writer.
Shout out to Butch.
Same artist for Danny Phantom. And like Fairy Odd Parents and some other show. So you vote Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom.
You voted Rugrats.
Yeah. Let's see. How can you say no to Lipschitz? Let's see. Have me in there cussing up a storm. Be like, oh, Lipschitz.
What you got?
It's Rugrats.
It's Rugrats.
Come on now.
It's Rugrats still.
Rip Danny Phantom.
I never got into Danny Phantom.
I could never get past that one episode. I'm like, how many times y'all gonna show this?
Never got into it. The next one is Fairly Odd Parents versus iCarly.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah, Fairly Odd Parents. By a mile.
Fairly Odd Parents moves on.
You guys ever go to iCarly.com?
Nope.
No.
It was a joke.
Did not like that show. They were super corny.
That boy,
Gibby.
Her older brother did not like it.
You didn't like Steve?
Nope.
Crazy Steve?
Nope.
Didn't like it. Didn't like, what was his name, Neville? Nope.
I didn't like, what's the nigga that was always simping him? He said, what's Freddy? His name? Freddie.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
Yeah, because he was trying it. Carly. He was trying Sam. He was flip-flopping.
Nah, he was like, all right, Carly, you don't like me? I'm gonna go to your friend.
And his friend said, it's like.
No, they were together for a while.
Okay. See, I don't know. I didn't watch the show. Anyways, next one is the Juggernaut, SpongeBob versus Zoe 101.
Ooh.
Shout out Zoe 101.
Hey, this is a tough one.
What's your vote?
SpongeBob. Easy. But shout out Zoe 101.
The perfect answer. The right answer is SpongeBob. But for longevity, like just because SpongeBob's been around forever, he automatically wins. But Zoe 101, she deserves to be like in a different. Like she should have been like a higher seed.
Oh.
If Jamie Lynn didn't have that baby and they got to like. Continue the show.
Yeah, that would have been a classic show.
It could definitely rival it. It was a good show. Mm-hmm.
It would have been up there with Drake and Josh. Are they ahead?
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm ahead of the game. Come on.
Ooh, we got one for each. I got to go SpongeBob.
I agree with you on that. They've been in the game for a while, but
yeah.
If Zoe 101 didn't get pregnant, it would have been up there.
It would have still been going on. SpongeBob, you got all. It's so too many references for everything in SpongeBob.
Yeah.
So
it's perfect.
It's like it's timeless. Next one is Drake and Josh, another juggernaut, versus Chalk Zone.
Oh man.
Bro, Chalk Zone needs a higher seed. They need higher seeds.
Chalk Zone was good too.
Ah, fuck. I'm gonna go with the same thing. Like Drake and Josh wins, but Chalk Zone need a higher seed next time.
Chalk Zone definitely like a really good show. I would take Drake and Josh though. It's a better show. But Chalk Zone,
I remember being sick as hell one day and like they had a marathon all day. I was like, yo.
You know what's crazy? I feel like every time I was like sick from school and like I'd watch TV, Chalk Zone would always be on.
It'd be Chalk Zone and Ned's Declassified. Are they on there too?
Ned's is not.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Ned's does not make it. The next one is Hey Arnold.
Classic.
Versus All That.
Oh,
this bro. One might be the toughest one in the whole tournament.
This one's tough.
What?
This one's tough.
These next round matchups going to be tough, too, in the next episode.
Oh, fuck. I was, like, so hyped when Arnold found his parents. And, like, ugh.
This is tough. But then you got, like, the Red Lobsters or whatever and all that.
I thought there was Amanda. That was the Amanda show.
That was the Amanda show?
Yeah.
I'm tripping.
Bring out the dancing lobsters.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Is that on there too?
Don't worry about it.
I would say so.
It's like you ahead of the game. But damn. Mm. I'm gonna go with Hey Arnold.
Ooh wee.
Yeah, Hey Arnold.
Is Kenan
Kells on here too?
Hey Arnold, I'm gonna go with that. That's tough.
Technically, I've never finished Hey Arnold, so I can't like vote on it.
This is kind of upset for me. I'm going Hey Arnold.
I could accept that.
If Kenan and Kel was on there,
yeah,
I would have like since they're not on there, I would have picked All That, but just because Kenan and Kel was that good of a show, but
yeah,
damn, yeah, Hey Arnold.
We should Hey Arnold. No, All That song. As the outro.
Yeah.
And I'm it's going to be done because post-editing is a thing.
Come on.
All right. So next, the Amanda Show.
Yes.
Amanda Bynes Show, obviously, versus Cat Dog.
Oh, come on. How are you going to do Cat Dog like
bro, that? Bro, Nickelodeon got some hitters.
They got bangers. Yeah.
They got some bangers.
They got bangers.
Damn. Ooh. My dog Winslow was so savage.
I forgot all about Winslow.
Bro. Oh, fuck. It's the Amanda Show versus Cat Dog. Mm. Yeah, I'm gonna go Cat Dog.
Ooh, just was not expecting that.
Just because of Drake. Drake is already in there. He's already on this, got his own show. Mm. I didn't really fuck with Amanda like that.
I think I go with the Amanda Show. I still know. Huh?
Cat Dog it is.
Cat Dog?
Yep.
Yeah, Cat Dog. Damn, because y'all went to AmandaPlease.com?
Nope. Amanda Please.
I'll tell you, like 90% of my time on the websites was Cartoon Network. And 90% of that was the laundry basket shooting game from Foster's Home.
Not the Powerpuff Girls pillow fight?
Nope.
I'd always play the Teen Titans, like, kind of like Mortal Kombat game.
That one was fun, too.
That was gas.
That was straight.
My mom gave me, like, 3 hours on the computer back then. All 3 hours was just hooping with Wilt. In the laundry mat. Hooping with Wilt. And all 3 hours was the same game.
That's crazy.
I didn't restart, bro. If there were, like, leaderboards nowadays, I'd be at the top.
He said, I'd be up there.
I'd be at the top, bro. Promise.
Most points ever scored.
Bro.
Facts.
Aaron Pollard.
Next one is, we got two bangers for the last two, bro. It's Jimmy Neutron versus the Wild Thornberries.
God.
That's the end of this bracket?
Nope, we still got one more matchup.
Okay, I was going to say, bro. There's still one more I know that better be on here.
Bro, Nickelodeon was good as hell back in the day. Like.
I'd say they definitely had the better network. Look how many. There's a lot of bangers.
Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network, they both got some hitters.
Yeah. Disney was lacking, though.
Disney was lacking. I think it still is. But
Oh, definitely. But repeat the matchup again.
Jimmy Neutron versus the Wild Thornberries.
Oh, man. Wild Thornberries.
Okay.
I go Jimmy Neutron. But I give Wild Thornberries his props, though. They had a good movie.
Their movie was fire.
Yeah, they had a good movie. They had some good episodes. Like, the fact that you can... I always want to talk to elephants, and my girl, Eliza, was talking to fucking elephants. I was like, oh.
Damn, this is tough.
That's a tough one.
This is very tough.
Yeah. Jimmy Neutron.
Had some tough matchups in this one.
I definitely love the memes coming out of the Wild Thornberries. Class.
But the dad in Jimmy Neutron was hilarious. Oh.
One time I sat on a banana, and that changed my life.
And then Carl reminds me of a certain someone. Mm. We're not going to mention that someone.
Are you going to finish you that croissant?
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about.
You're talking about...
We ain't going to talk about it.
No.
Oh, who you talking about?
I'll tell you off camera.
Maybe after the pod.
But I'm going with Jimmy Neutron.
All right.
Because she was great. There's so much funny stuff. When the pants came alive.
That's like one of the, that was like the first episode.
The big pair of pants.
Yeah, and had the big pair of pants.
That was like the first episode.
I think it was first season, but.
I don't know if it was the first episode.
Yeah.
Not the fact
check. I think it was first season at least.
And the final
matchup. Definitely
the
first season.
Of the first round is Doug versus Rocket Power.
Rocket Power.
Rocket Power. Doug was good, though.
Shout out, Doug.
It's Rocket Power.
My
Rocket
dog, Power. Buster.
Rocket Power might be hard to beat.
Yeah, Rocket
My
Power
dog,
was good.
Raymundo. He said, swoogity, swoogity,
swoogity, swoogity,
swoogity, bruh. Rocket Power's
going to They always be on some lit shit, like, oh, yeah, we're going to go surfing today, and then we're going to go skateboard. Then we're going to go fucking, we call it the skateboard that's, like, off-road with them big wheels.
I don't know. But I know they smoked weed in that show.
Oh yeah,
Raymundo.
All of them.
Raymundo in the back there.
All of them, bro. Y'all are some shoobies.
He didn't even try to hide it, dog.
All of them high as shit. The entire time.
They just doing their thing.
And that's the first round, man.
Bro, Nickelodeon. I forgot how many bangers they had.
Let's see. Who didn't make it out? Kid Possible did. I'm tripping.
All that didn't make it out.
Courage the Cowardly Dog didn't make it out.
Wow, Thornberries didn't make it out.
If you guys have any controversial ones that we think that we missed,
let us know.
Come at us on Twitter.
Or Instagram.
Or anything.
That was the first round. It's been fun. Let's get into the melting pot.
Are we going to melt some pot?
No.
Is this your first melting pot, Chuck?
Is it?
No.
It's not?
You obviously don't do your melted chocolate homework.
Oh!
All right.
Wow. All right. No, it's Cody said. Hold on.
I'm about to flame jet.
On Apple Podcasts, by the way.
Where is it?
Damn. That's crazy. I could have sworn we're supposed to be here at 8 o'clock.
Cody said. Well, oh. They didn't hear it.
I know.
Let's see. The melting pot today, I'm going to shout out my little daughter.
Your father?
My puppy.
Oh.
Nala, she's sleeping in the room with her mother right now. So she's
Oh, Lord.
She's scared of everything, you know? But it's all good. She'll come around. What about you, Chuck?
I'm going to throw Dave in. Shout out Dave. Sent me a Louis Vuitton do-rag, so I really appreciate that.
You said Dave.
No, Dave.
Oh, you said Dave in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Dave.
Shout out DJ.
Yeah, DJ, wherever you're at.
Send Chuck the Louis do-rag.
Louis.
Even though he's not going to wear it.
I have worn it multiple times already.
That's cap.
That's cap, like the cap on your head. Like the cap on my head.
Exactly.
Uh-oh. Hear that, boys?
Sounds like our producer's getting in.
Oh yeah, off road. But I'm gonna try this.
What was yours?
Let's see. Mine was actually I'm gonna put Jesse in there. Jesse, okay. Shout out Jesse.
Nice. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in to the Chocolate.
Wait, real quick, what y'all doing for the weekend?
For the weekend?
Yeah.
I'm going to Georgia.
Bro, Georgia? I don't know what I'm doing this weekend. But I know Sunday I'm on the network, boy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, I don't have class on Sunday. They canceled it.
Come on now. That's good. Cool. Anyways, follow the show on all the socials, Instagram and Twitter. Find us Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just type in Melted Chocolate, all right? It's been fun. AP, Cody, Chuck, signing out.
Jesse, we about to get you, fam.
Jesse in the door.
We about to let him in.
We're gone. Stay melted. See you next week.